What if you could cut the manufacturing cost of a life-saving therapy not by 10 or 20%, but by 74%? This week, we're not talking about incremental improvements. We're tracking a flood of capital, a geopolitical manufacturing realignment, and the automation technologies that are fundamentally changing the cost equation for the world's most advanced products. This is a story about building smarter, not just bigger, and it's happening right now. Welcome to Tri-Technical Intelligence, the weekly briefing for leaders in manufacturing, trading, and technology. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, the entire biomanufacturing landscape is shifting under our feet. We're seeing billions of dollars in new investment, a strategic pivot away from traditional hubs, and a technology arms race to automate production. We'll be breaking this down into three key themes: the great global build-out, the efficiency engine of continuous processing, and finally, the new frontiers of AI-driven design and decentralized manufacturing. Troy, let's start with the big picture. It feels like everyone is building new factories.
They are, and it's happening with specific strategic intent. We're seeing a massive wave of investment into biopharmaceutical contract manufacturing, or CDMOs. For instance, a Bioprocess International report from July 15th notes that Fujifilm Diosynth has committed over $4 billion to global expansion. And just this week, DataBridge Market Research highlighted that South Korea's Celltrion plans to invest approximately $503 million to acquire a manufacturing facility right in the U.S.
So this is more than just adding capacity. It sounds like a geographic realignment.
Precisely. It's driven by the China Plus One strategy. Companies are actively diversifying their supply chains to build resilience. Japan is a key player here, using government subsidies under its economic security legislation to build out its domestic CDMO capacity. Their stated goal is to compete on quality, not just volume.
How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
It presents both a competitive threat and a major opportunity. The threat is from highly efficient state-subsidized CDMOs in Japan and Korea, cornering the high-value biologics market. The opportunity is for U.S. and European firms to partner with or acquire assets in these new hubs. So Trion's move into the U.S. shows that the investment flows both ways, strengthening the domestic supply chain for complex biosimilars.
And for trading companies and distributors, where do they fit in?
Their world is becoming more complex, but also more profitable. Sourcing is no longer a one-stop shop. They need to be building relationships now with these emerging quality-focused CDMOs in Japan, like AGC Biologics, and the expanding players in Korea. The supply chain map is being redrawn, and the distributors who understand the new geography will win.
So, what's the actionable insight for an executive listening right now?
It's time to formally reevaluate your supply chain's geopolitical risk. Ask your team, what is our exposure to a single region, particularly China? Then, task them with exploring partnership opportunities with these newly capitalized CDMOs in Japan, Korea, and the U.S. to build a more resilient, multi-region manufacturing network.
Okay, so the world is building new, strategically located facilities, but inside these facilities, the technology itself is changing. We saw a headline from Green Elephant Biotech claiming automation could lead to a 74% cost reduction in cell and gene therapy. Troy, is that number real?
The potential is absolutely real. That 74% figure represents a shift away from traditional batch manufacturing to what's called continuous manufacturing. For decades, we've made biologics like it's a giant kitchen recipe. Mix ingredients in a tank, wait, harvest, and then clean everything for the next batch. It's slow and inefficient.
And continuous manufacturing is more like an assembly line?
Exactly. It's an integrated, automated flow. Upstream bioreactors are running constantly at high density, feeding directly into downstream purification steps. A July 13th article from Separation Science highlights the key enabling technology here: continuous chromatography. It uses multiple small columns in a cycle, which drastically reduces the amount of expensive resins and buffers needed, cuts processing time, and handles the high volume output from modern bioreactors that would overwhelm a batch system.
So for a U.S. or European manufacturer, what does adopting this mean in practical terms?
It means smaller facilities with a lower physical footprint, faster production campaigns, and significantly lower operating costs. The key is that the regulatory pathway is now clear. The new ICH Q13 guideline, finalized in 2023,
provides a global framework for how to develop, implement, and manage continuous manufacturing processes. Companies like Sartorius are now offering complete end-to-end solutions to help manufacturers make this transition.
What should our listeners in trading and distribution be looking for?
The ecosystem around continuous manufacturing is a massive growth market. This includes multi-column chromatography skids, single-use sensors, perfusion bioreactors, and the Advanced Process Analytical Technology, or PAT, software that controls it all. For distributors, securing partnerships with the providers of these integrated systems is a strategic imperative. The demand is only going to increase.
And the actionable takeaway for executives?
Stop thinking about your next capital expenditure as just a bigger version of your last one. Mandate that your operations and engineering teams present a business case for integrating continuous processing into your next facility build-out or major upgrade. The technology is mature, the regulatory framework is in place, and the cost savings, as Green Elephant pointed out, are transformative.
This brings us to our final theme, Troy, the new frontiers. All this new capacity and automation is enabling incredible new products, but it's also exposing new bottlenecks. One I keep hearing about is the astronomical cost of the food you feed the cells, the culture media.
You're right. It's the single biggest cost driver. A July 17th MDPI review on cultivated meat stated that culture media accounts for a staggering 55% to 95% of total production costs. For years, optimizing this media has been a slow, manual process of trial and error. That's now changing thanks to artificial intelligence.
AI designing recipes for cell food? How does that work?
A company called Nucleus Biologics just launched a tool on July 15th called the Crack Formulation Finder. It's a large language model, an LLM, trained on immense volumes of scientific literature and formulation data. A researcher can simply describe a desired outcome, say, I need a serum-free media to maximize exosome production in mesenchymal stem cells, and the AI provides a tailored formulation in minutes, not months.
That could accelerate R&D for everything.
It does. At the same time, we're seeing technology solve the bottleneck of access. An ASCO publication from July 10th detailed a breakthrough in Jordan where they successfully manufactured CAR T-cell therapy at the point of care using a self-contained automated system called the Miltenyi Clinimax Prodigy. They achieved a remarkable 88.8.
It creates two distinct paths. For therapy developers, AI-driven media design dramatically lowers the cost and time of early-stage R&D. For medical equipment manufacturers, these decentralized point-of-care systems represent an entirely new product category and market. It's a shift from selling consumables for a large factory to selling automated factory-in-a-box units to hospital networks.
And for the trading and distribution side?
The big opportunity is in these new, highly specialized media. Think of the Chinese company BioEngine, which just launched a new MSC media that increases exosome yield by 2.8-fold. Or BioCraft Pet Nutrition, which developed a cost-effective plant-based media for its cultivated meat. Distributing these validated, high-performance, and often serum-free media formulations will be a high-growth, high-margin business.
What should executives be doing about this today?
Two things. First, R&D leaders should immediately launch a pilot project using an AI-driven platform like Crack to solve a stubborn media formulation challenge. See the speed for yourself. Second, strategy executives in cell and gene therapy need to seriously model the financial and logistical impact of a decentralized manufacturing strategy. The technology is no longer theoretical. It's being proven effective in places like Jordan.
That's a lot to process. Let's distill it down. Troy, what are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners this week?
First, reshore and de-risk your supply chain. The biomanufacturing map is being redrawn by the China Plus One strategy, with over $4 billion from Fujifilm and $503 million from Celltrion fueling expansion in Japan and the U.S., executives must actively diversify away from single-region dependency. Start the conversation about a multi-region strategy now.
Second?
Automate or statinate. Continuous processing is no longer a future concept. It's a competitive necessity today. A 74% cost reduction potential is too big to ignore. Leaders should mandate their operations teams to map a clear path from batch to continuous manufacturing using the new ICH Q13 guideline as their regulatory roadmap.
And finally?
Embrace AI and decentralization. The industry's biggest cost and time bottlenecks, media development and centralized therapy production, are being solved by AI and point-of-care systems.
You should be investing in pilot programs for AI-powered R&D and building the business case for decentralized manufacturing for your clinical trials. The future is arriving faster than you think.
A future that's more resilient, more efficient, and closer to the patient. A powerful combination. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
For more strategic analysis on the technology shaping our industries, be sure to subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week with another essential briefing.